Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, your daily dose of knowledge from Wikipedia's finest articles. The featured article for Friday, the 6th of June 2025, is American Logistics in the Northern France Campaign. American Logistics in the Northern France Campaign played a key role in the Allied invasion of Northwest Europe during World War II. In the first 7 weeks after D-Day, the Allied advance was slower than anticipated in the Operation Overlord plan because the well-handled and determined German opposition exploited the defensive value of the Normandy-Bocage country. The Northern France campaign officially commenced on the 25th of July, the day first United States Army began Operation Cobra, which saw the breakout from the Normandy lodgment, and ended on the 14th of September. Following Operation Cobra, the advance was much faster than expected, and the rapid increase in the length of the line of communications threw up unanticipated logistical challenges. The logistical plan lacked the flexibility needed to cope with the rapidly changing operational situation. The rehabilitation of railways and construction of pipelines could not keep up with the pace of the advance, and resupply by air had limited capacity. Major shortages developed, particularly of petrol, oil, and lubricants, POL. Motor transport was used as a stopgap. The advance section, ADSEC, organized the Red Bull Express to deliver supplies from the Normandy area, but there was a shortage of suitable vehicles owing to political interference and production difficulties. The tardy delivery of vehicles adversely affected the training of motor transport unit personnel. As with many other service units, the European Theatre of Operations, ETO, was compelled to accept partially trained units in the hope they would be able to complete their training in the UK. Approval for additional relief drivers was also slow, and the US Army's racial segregation complicated personnel assignment. The cost of inadequate training of truck drivers was paid in avoidable damage to vehicles through accidents and poor maintenance. At critical junctures in the campaign, senior American commanders subordinated logistical imperatives to operational opportunities. Two decisions in particular had long-term and far-reaching effects. The decision to abandon plans to develop the ports of Brittany left only the Normandy beaches and the port of Cherbourg for the maintenance of the American forces. The subsequent decision to continue the pursuit of the defeated German forces beyond the Seine led to the attrition of equipment, failure to establish a proper supply depot system, neglect of the development of ports, inadequate stockpiles in forward areas, and a shortage of pole and ammunition as increased German resistance stalled the American advance. While the logistical system had facilitated a great victory, these factors would be keenly felt in the fighting in the months to come. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 052 UTC on Friday, the 6th of June 2025. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for American Logistics in the Northern France Campaign. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Generative Olivia.